hosts, TJ and Bob Buffenbarger.
Good morning, world.
Welcome to the 2010 Aero Express Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. This is the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger. Later on, Bob Buffenbarger will be joining me in the program. This is our second day here in Canada. Last night, a great night of racing at the Oshawegan Speedway in Oshawegan, Ontario, Canada. We're going to talk all about that here momentarily. If you want to contact us during the show, you can use several different methods to do so. You can get us on our Twitter page, at TJ Slideways. You can also email us, radio@TJSlideways.com, and on Facebook, our Facebook page, TJSlideways.com fan page, or like page, or whatever they call it today. You can like us and ask us questions on there. A little bit later on the Rocket Headers Hotline, we're going to have Ken Pelkey calling in with an update from the racetrack. Technical inspection just opened up. We're a few miles down the road at the Best Western here in Brantford, Ontario. Big show on hand for you tonight. We're going to talk about last night's races and interviews with all the feature winners and the winner of the Dave McLeod Memorial and the Village Pizza Oshawegan Shootout, which was the same person. We're also going to have interviews with Randy Hannigan, Steve Poirier, Lou Kennedy Jr., Kevin Jobe, and Dane Nida. And we'll see what else we can dig up during the program. Of course, last night, a great night of racing over at the Oshawegan Speedway. 60 cars checked in over at Oshawegan for the night before the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. And it was a great program. Track extremely fast, and the night kicked off with the Village Pizza Oshawegan Shootout. And in that event, some things that are going to change the complexion of the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals occurred. Early leader Brian Howland, your current ASCS Patriot Series point leader, broke a right rear wheel while leading the shootout halfway through the event and took a horrendous slip into the fourth turn wall. It took well over 15-20 minutes to go ahead and get him off the fence, and Brian did make his way back to the U.S. last night. He was awake and alert out of the car, but a little bit groggy, and wanted to go get checked out back at home, so he is out for the rest of the weekend as of last night. So tore up the car very badly, but Brian did make it back home, and he is going to be out, though, for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, and many people consider Brian one of the favorites, or one of the people that might sneak in there for a victory. He's been very well for the past month, and unfortunately, Howland having that occur last night. And that handed the lead over to Jessica Zemkin. Jay-Z taking the lead and checked out the rest of the way and for the rest of the 10-lap event, and won the Village Pizza Oshawegan Shootout over Steve Poirier, Dustin Daggett, Dennis Yoakam, who had a stellar night, we'll touch on that here in a little bit, and Greg Dahlman rounded out the top five. From there, you know, later in the program, we'll cover the special races first. We also had last night the Dave McLeod Memorial Match Races, and this is where we take a group of cars and we go head-to-head drag race style for one lap around the Oshawegan Speedway, and there are four rounds of competition. First round, Dennis Yoakam defeated Justin Barger. Steve Poirier topped track champion at Oshawegan, Dave Dykstra. Kevin Jobe defeated Jason Sowald, who looked very good in his first 360 appearance at the Oshawegan Speedway. Tim Allison brought down Batman Adam West, and Jessica Zemkin took down Tim Kelly, which those two ended up racing most of the night. Tim Kelly, very impressive throughout the program yesterday. And Jared Zimbardi defeated Greg Dahlman. Dane Nida defeated Tyler Rand, and Thomas Kennedy defeated Kyle Patrick in round one. Moving to round two, Kevin Jobe brought down Dennis Yoakam's great evening and ended it in round number two in the shootout, or the Dave McLeod race. Steve Poirier, who's had his way in this match racing deal, he's won it multiple times, defeating Tim Allison. Zemkin then promptly took down Dane Nida in a race that was kind of unusual. Nida was kind of lagging back, and he felt maybe Zemkin jumped, but at the same time, Nida wasn't pulling up there, so it was kind of a unusual thing. Took a couple tries to get that race started. And then Thomas Kennedy, who really seemed to find his way in the match races, defeated Jared Zimbardi. And then in the semifinals, Poirier brought down Kevin Joe by Zemkin, took out Kennedy, which set up the Zemkin versus Poirier finale with Jessica Zemkin coming out on top. So Zemkin having a very good evening, winning both special races, and we'll hear from her a little bit later in the program. Now back to the regularly scheduled event for last night, the night before the Nationals. 6 qualifying heat races, no B-mains, top 5 cars transferred. Sowald, Jason Barney, Zemkin, Justin Barger, Darren Long, who was very impressive in this heat race, and Dustin Daggett won the heat race events. In the first A main, Glenn Stires on the outside of the front row drove like he owned the place. Literally, he did. He actually does. And won his first feature during the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Stires was pumped up, which you'll hear in the interview here momentarily, over as he topped Jessica Zemkin, Darren Long, Tim Kelly, and Michael Perrant. Where's your top five? In A feature number 2, Dustin Daggett dominated A feature number 2, win at number 13 or 14 on the year for Daggett. Shane Stewart was second, Jason Barney third, Steve Poirier fourth, and Kyle Moffitt rounded out the top five. Both Daggett and Stires started on the outside of the front row. Very quick racetrack last night. And those two drivers have earned guaranteed starting spots in tomorrow night's A-Main. And as you'll hear in this Victory Lane interview, courtesy of Tommy Gooch, Glenn Stires pumped up to capture a feature victory at his racetrack during the Canadian Nationals.
And here he comes, Glenn Stires, the Oswegan Flyer, winner of the Twin 15. Woo! Yes. I'd say this is about as excited as I've seen Glenn in quite a while. We'll come over and talk to Glenn over here. Well, last year you didn't get into the Nationals feature, and you just guaranteed yourself a spot into tomorrow night. But more importantly, you got to win a Nationals weekend.
Oh, man, this is the first time. I mean, we sucked the last year and never made a show, and the car was so amazing. The guy, I mean, if he wanted to wreck us, I was just going to stay there. He'd have to take me out to pass me.
Well, I don't think anybody would have done that tonight, especially we're on home territory for you.
Well, I was when he'd come into that corner there, I had to push his bumper back with my hand to get by him, so we were good.
Well, Glenn Stires, tell us about some of the people who got you here.
You know what? I just got to thank my brother, my family, my wife, everybody. Like I said, we couldn't do this without you guys and the fans and in the stands, and we couldn't do it with the racers out there in the back. I mean, they travel a lot of time to get here. They spend a lot of money, and they support us 100%, and thank you all.
There he is, Glenn Stires. Give him another round of applause, folks.
I think Glenn was just a little bit excited, don't you? Yeah, I think that woo might become a drop pretty soon for our show here. But Glenn Stires extremely excited. Talked to him after the event. That was a brand new race car last night, a brand new motor for them. First time they've brought a brand new motor and a brand new chassis to the Nationals, and they've got it dialed in. The racetrack is perfect. They have some new machinery here to prepare the racetrack, and Glenn and those guys doing a great job. Now Dustin Daggett has been the pick of many favorites, you know, many people to win the Nationals. He was very dominant during the Summer Nationals event in July, and then, you know, later in the year dominated a Patriot event here. He's been very fast every time at Oswegan. He's won every feature he's run at Oswegan, including last night. Here's what Dustin had to say in Victory Lane.
Two medals for Dustin Daggett, a feature winner, and 2015 number 2.
Get a word with Dustin, my uncle, and Kenny and John. We hustled our butts off, got the rear end changed after that heat race. Rear end blew out on us, 2 laps to go there in the heat race, and that was pretty cool.
You're out of breath down here. Tell us about some of the sponsors that got you here.
Well, we got Richardson Farms, Brewster's, Glenn's Gases, Welding Supplies, Renegade Fuel, Miles Petroleum, Sweet Manufacturing just came on board with us a couple weeks ago. And I got to thank all the fans for coming out tonight.
There he is, Dustin Daggett, Twin 15 number 2 winner. Make some more noise for him.
Yeah, you hear Dustin out of breath. Track was very quick last night, and Dustin's in pretty good shape, and he was hustling the car last night. He was really driving, and showed to his credit, right after the feature, he went to talk to him. He didn't have a chance to talk to him because he was helping Caleb Griffith change motors so he could run tonight in the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. So he made sure he moved everything out of the trailer so Griffith could change a motor. And that's the kind of guy he is. And that's why you hear the kids yelling for him. You hear him cheer, even though he's winning so much. The kid's just a class act and one of the top earners. And, man, he outran Shane Stewart in that 15-lap feature last night and was very impressive. Put his stamp to be the favorite going into tonight's action. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring back Mudclod Bob after the commercial, and then we're going to have some interviews from yesterday at Oshwegan Speedway. And then on the Rocket Headers Hotline, we're going to have Ken Pelkey with the update from the racetrack. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular live from the 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals at the Best Western here in Brantford, Ontario. Come back, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
The tradition continues. September 16th, 17th, and 18th at the 6th Annual Aero Express Canadian Sprint Car Nationals at Oshwegan Speedway in Oshwegan, Ontario, Canada. The best sprint car drivers from SOD, Patriot Sprint Region, Empire Super Sprints, Southern Ontario Sprints, and more converge to take on the weekly Corfax Sprint Cars of Oshwegan. Defending champion Shane Stewart, Randy Hannigan, and a host of other invaders are also pre-entered. For tickets and more information, call 1-888-720-7223 or visit oshwakenspeedway.com. The 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Be there.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Once again, if you have questions for us, email us, radio inbox, radio at TJSlideways.com. Also, our Facebook page, TJSlideways.com, and on Twitter, at TJ Slideways. So we had a lot of people last night watching our Twitter updates. I want to thank all the good comments we had on that last night. Even Roger Slack. Here's the funny story from last night in the Twitter deal. I get a message from Roger Slack, who is works with the World Racing Group and is Canadian, and said, "Hey, where are you in the program?" And I figured he was just kind of curious to what we're up to. And he said, "Well, I told him where we're at, and I said, we got the features left." And sure enough, he pops into the racetrack and sees me on the way down to Victory Lane, took the Victory Lane shot last night. So good to see Roger and other people there last night. Ran into a bunch of people on the grandstand side. I want to thank everyone for taking a moment. Even ran into Mike Nelligan, man. There's somebody you haven't seen in a long time. And Nelligan was there last night, and good to see him and Kim hanging out at the racetrack last night. We look to do it again tonight at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. We mentioned Jessica Zemkin. Big winner last night. Won the Dave McLeod Memorial event and won the Oswegan Shootout, brought to you by Village Pizza. And had a moment after the race to talk to Jay-Z. And here's what she had to say about her evening.
We're here with Jessica Zemkin. Scored a couple of victories tonight in the opening night of Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Let's talk about the shootout first. Was that basically like your baseline sub, do you think, or were you guys starting to try some stuff for Saturday in that race?
We've been trying stuff all night long. Every time we went on the track, we tried something a little bit different. We changed wings and stagger and bars and just trying to get the car right. And I think we got a pretty good baseline for tomorrow to start with, and I'm pretty confident going in tomorrow. I mean, we had a really good car all night tonight, so...
It is too bad what happened to Helen, but once you got up front after that incident, nobody could pretty much touch you. I assume the car was perfect at that point.
Yeah, it was unfortunate what happened to him. I really would have liked to get some laps, you know, with him to actually race with him once I got into second. But it was good after that. I mean, for the rest of the night, it was good in the shootout, and it was good in the, I don't know what they call that, the match races. It was real good there, and we were pretty good at the main, but I didn't need those restarts, so we got to fuel the motor a little bit different to get it to take off, and those restarts killed me. So that's what we have to work on for tomorrow, is just getting the motor to take off a little bit better. And like I said, we have a really good start for tomorrow night. So
now you and Mike Woodring being together, teaming up, how is that combination going? Are you two starting to click a little bit on setups and stuff, or is there still a little bit of a learning curve with you two?
I think it's still a little bit of a learning curve. It was actually the only time we worked together before this year was at this race last year, on Saturday night, just the one night, and we were really, really good. It was one of the best cars I've ever had here, so I was really looking forward to coming back. I've been working with him for about four weeks now, and every track we've been to are tracks that I've never seen before, and we've been running a lot of 410 stuff, and it's been a learning curve every time. So to come back to a familiar track with him and the knowledge that he has, and to learn from him, it's been really good all night long. Like I said, we just progressed, and the car got better and better, and we worked better and better together. So I'm really confident going into tomorrow. I mean, I have awesome supporters: CorPac Merchandising, Eldora Speedway, Tony Stewart Racing, and then crew chief like Mike Woodring, and we have one of the main guys that works in the car, Sparky, who's been with me throughout the whole year, works really hard, and I got everything I need. I got the complete package, so that's what it takes, and like I said, we have a really good start for tomorrow night.
One more question. You think about a year ago where you were, and you think about now. Do you have to pinch yourself every now and then?
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, when I first got this CorPac Merchandising sponsor, John and Wendy, they come here and they sponsor Oswegan Speedway. It was at the Outlaw show here last year that I rolled in with a little dually and a little 24-foot trailer and my one car and my three tires. I ran the same set of tires all night long, and it was just my mom and I. My mom was my crew chief, and she was the one doing changing gears, putting fuel in the car, and they came over, and we ran really well that night, and they noticed, you know, we didn't have a lot of help, and we were struggling, kind of trying to meet the ends at the end of the night, and they came on board and helped me out from that race on, and they've been a huge supporters, and it's just led into bigger and better things. And then rolling into the Tony Stewart thing, it's just unbelievable to really think about what I had and what I have now, and just the resources that I have, and to be able to go out there and be confident and know that if something happens to the car, if we go out unfortunate and wreck, or, you know, that I don't have to worry about not being able to pay the bills at the end of the night. So that helps a lot confidence-wise, and I can actually worry about racing instead of worrying about everything else. So it's been night and day difference from last year to this year.
Jessica Zemkin.
All righty, that's Jessica Zemkin. And, man, she was up on the wheel last night. It's probably the best I've seen her look since I've seen her in a couple appearances. And bringing in Mudclod Bob here, you know, we had a chance to see Jay-Z last year at Eldora and here at the Canadian Nationals. And I thought she looked pretty decent then, but she was really up on the wheel last night.
Yeah, she was really strong last night. How could you bet against her tonight? I mean, you know, she looked as good as any of the cars out there last night.
Yeah, she was right in the middle of it and looked pretty good. I think she probably elevated her status as maybe from contender to maybe, you know, just outside the favorites last night to contend for a win tonight, Oswegan. And another difference, you know, I didn't realize until I looked at the paperwork yesterday, Mudclod Bob, is features 35 laps tonight. That's going to be pretty interesting, adding those five laps on the end of it.
Yeah, I think that could be a whole different ball game. You know, guys are used to setting up for 25 to 30 laps, and they add another five, it could make a big difference. So that'll make it really interesting tonight.
Another guy we had to visit with, but struggled a little bit, surprisingly, last night was Randy Hannigan. You and I had a chance to talk to him in the pit area, and man, you know, I was expecting a little more out of the Miles team last night, but I'm sure maybe just a feeling out process last night with the first night that combination has worked, you know, the 77X team and Randy.
Yeah, as long as he's been racing, as knowledgeable as he is, and as good a racer as he is, I'm sure he'll come up with something that'll make some changes in the. I look for him to be much stronger tonight.
Before the races last night, we had a chance to sit down and talk to Randy Hannigan, and this is what he had to say before last night's racing program about his first visit to the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals.
We're here with Randy Hannigan. Randy, welcome to Oswegan Speedway. You've been here a couple times. What do you think of the place?
It's a beautiful facility. It's a lot of fun to race at, and, you know, just, you know, it's a good racetrack to be at, so I think we can run pretty good tonight.
Now, you're driving for Miles' this team. How did you get hooked up with them?
Actually, Steve Moulton, the guy that used to work for me in 06 and 07, he's working for them, and we've always been good friends. And, you know, when Wayne Johnson got hurt, they asked me to come in and fill in for him, and so that's what we're doing.
And this is your first time at the Canadian Sprint Car National, so a little different atmosphere for you this time.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's a really fun team to race with, and, you know, being here with a different group that I haven't raced with, it's going to be a little bit different because I don't know many of the guys, but I think all in all, it'll fare out to be pretty good.
They've been racing for quite a while. How do you approach a race where you are racing against people that you've just never really run before? You don't know the tendencies and such.
Well, you just give yourself and them a little bit more room, you know, because you don't know what their habits or antics are on the racetrack, so you just kind of, you know, watch your P's and Q's, you know, and then as you watch, you know, if you're not in the race and you're watching, you just kind of watch out for the cars that may not really have a lot of experience and maneuver around a little bit more than other cars, so you just kind of make a mental note of everything.
So what's your plan for the rest of the year?
I think I'm just going to hit and miss some races. I'm going to run for Miles next week at Eldora. We're going to run the Outlaw race on Friday, and then we're going to pull the wings off and run Saturday with USAC. So, and then the following week, I think I'll be in my car at, I think it's going to be at Millstream, Eldora, and then I'll run, I think Dennis knows about it now. I think I'm going to race his car at Waynesfield on Sunday.
Oh, wow. So how many classes do you think you'll do at Eldora during that that October deal?
I'll run two. You know, I mean, I'm going to run my car, and then I'll run Dennis's 360. So maybe if there's a 305 ride, I can do that one too.
Randy Hagel may be looking for the triple. And what do you think about the format on Saturday? The group qualifying is going to be a little different. You're going to only be qualifying against people in your heat race. How do you think that's going to shake out?
Well, I think it makes, I mean, it's different, but when you think...
Here with Steve Poirier, two-time winner of the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Obviously, how do things look this year so far for a hat trick for you?
It would be tough. We know all the competition we have here, but we have really good equipment, and we are on a good roll. I'm really comfortable with that car in the recent race, so we're going to give everything we can to try to be again on top of that race.
Actually, Kevin Lovey's turning the wrenches on here for you. What is he brought to your program that's helped you this year?
He brought some, maybe we were stuck at a certain level of what we were knowing and what I have found in books, and I'm not a guy that called too much to try to find new information, so he gave us new things, new ideas about suspension, and for sure we were good before, but we improved a little bit with those little things that made the difference.
And this race kind of helped you get in the sprint car racing from what I heard.
Oh yeah, it was in my first year of racing, and I was really lucky. I had everything going good for me, and the car was really good. Every time I race here, I had a good car. I have a good feeling for that race. So it gave me a lot of exposure to win the Canadian National two times.
Why did you switch from modified racing to sprint car racing?
In Quebec, I really enjoyed racing modified when we had big block modified, but they decided to switch to small block, and I was not really happy about the rules they were doing, so that's why I wanted to go faster, and we had Alain Bergeron that was doing a good job with ESS, so we decided to try to have a shot, and since we had success, we really enjoy it. It's more travel, but it's a lot more fun to drive.
And now, a lot of modified guys seem to do really well in the sprint cars. Why do you think that is?
Probably we have learned more to use gas pedal, because with those big cars and that spin tire more, you learn more to kind of go straight and use the traction of the car. Sometimes in sprint car, you could get rid of that because of the big wind. You could try to go fast and put the pedal to the floor, and you could be okay. But it's a little improvement if you could find traction when track slicks off, and that's probably what I think helped the modify guy.
Hey, Cole, if you were to win this a third time, would you consider it the biggest win of your career?
Oh, for sure. With the competition we have this year, it will be for sure the biggest win.
All right, thanks. Let's not call that.
That was Randy Hannigan, and also segued right into Steve Poirier. That was a little bit of a mistake. We didn't know that was going to autoplay through to Steve's interview. Obviously, those two on very opposite ends of the spectrum. And joining Bob and I is Tommy Googe from the Oshwegan Speedway. Tommy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We were just talking about how opposite worlds those two are from, Randy Hannigan and Steve Poirier, and they're both here at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals.
Yeah, I think being a hockey fan, I'm a little more used to hearing the French accents than you guys are, but definitely two different sounds there.
Yeah, so a little different interview. Poirier giving us a great insight onto his career and sprint cars and modifieds and stuff. So we've got one night of the Nationals down, Tommy. What surprised you about last night?
I thought Randy Hannigan would do a little bit better. I think they were probably trying some stuff, though. I was also surprised some of the people who weren't there, Ryan Grubaugh, who we discovered the reason he wasn't there, but he was one of the guys I thought would be there last night.
Yeah, a little bit of an overzealous Michigan State trooper ready to pounce on any race car hauler heading anywhere, unfortunately, was the culprit there. And Grubaugh hopefully will be able to make it tonight, because nobody wants to see the Sprints on Dirt Championship determined in that fashion.
No, that's not the first time I've heard about the Michigan DOT having problems with race haulers this year. Ryan Litt had the same thing going over to a pavement race on that side of the border and had to come back and actually borrow another trailer from Mark Sammet. So I think things are a little bit dicey there right now.
Yeah, and lately it used to be just around the Lansing area to have trouble, but now it's seeming to spread statewide. So if you have a race car hauler, you might want to be careful. And marked on it, and might get nailed by the DOT. So, but Tommy, that wasn't just the only guy that was missing last night. I mean, I could think of guys like Lance Young and the Breen boys. Lots of people that were not there last night that you'd expect to be here. And we had 60 cars last night. We probably lost a couple, but man, who knows how many cars we're going to end up with today.
Yeah, Tom Hoopinen was another guy who wasn't there last night. He was just spectating, which is sort of normal for he and Fred Cade to park the car on the Friday night. They like to keep their stuff fresh. And Alain Bergeron, of course, was not there either, and he's a guy who I think will probably be up near the front tonight.
Yeah, Bergeron, you mentioned, is going to retire at the end of the year this year. That's some pretty big news.
Yeah, he said he would drive for somebody else, but he's done footing the bill for his own team, so unless he can find somebody else to drive for, he's going to be done.
All right, that's too bad. That guy is a gasser. Hopefully someone picks him up so we can continue to see him here at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. One of the drivers we had a chance to talk to yesterday while roaming the pit area is one of our dark horse picks, kind of maybe win this thing, his third-generation driver from Tecumseh, Michigan, Dane Nida. Here's what Dane had to say with us in the pit area yesterday.
We're at the Canadian Nationals with Dane Nida. Dane, we were just sitting here talking about what a great event this is and how this race really feels like an event. If you had to tell somebody about this race that wasn't coming, what would you tell them to get them to show up?
I don't know exactly what I'd say. I mean, in my opinion, it's the coolest event that we have in this area, and I don't know if it compares to the Knoxville Nationals or what, but to us, just to have a big event in our own, I'd say, backyards, is within a few hours of home, of this caliber, it's just it's just pretty cool. I mean, where else can you go where you see 80 sprint cars, a different format than this year's standard everyday deal? You got special races on Friday. You know, it's to everybody that comes here, it's a huge race, and it's a huge race to win. So it draws a lot of competition, and it's just a pretty cool race.
Now, you've been racing quite a bit here this year in your own car and also in Miles' car. Do you think that's going to help you come this weekend at the Nationals?
I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about it because I've run a few different cars over here. And I about the last month and a half, I really haven't had much time except for one feature in my own car. So on one hand, it's nice to have track time. But on the other hand, I've got a drastically different car than what we've been running. So I'm not sure. I don't think it'll help us. I'm just worried about it hurting us a little bit, just getting back in the groove with this car.
And you mentioned that you haven't run this much in this car. You've had some opportunities with Miles. How did that come about?
Basically, we came and watched one of the World of Outlaw races. And on Friday night, Jamie Coward was running one of his cars. And he got in what looked like a relatively minor accident. It didn't really look that bad at the time. But he got hurt. And so Mike Ling was their primary driver. And he had been hurt from back pain from a crash that he suffered from about a month earlier. So here they had two drivers down. We were here. And I had talked to Miles in the past about maybe doing some driving for him on occasion. And then it was just one of those right place, right time deals. So we got in the car that night. And then it just kind of went from week to week from there.
Now, a little change in the format for Saturday. We're going to group qualify instead of single car qualifying. How do you think that's going to shake things up?
I'm not sure. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a fair, honest shot and see how it goes. On surface, I don't like it. I mean, I like the old format. I like the traditional qualifying, but I'm all for trying the group qualifying. The only thing that I don't like is in each heat race now, I guess each heat race is going to draw for their own inversion. So you might have one heat race where the fastest qualifier starts second, another one where the fastest qualifier starts sixth. On that standpoint, I just wish it was more evened out and the fastest qualifier had to come from the same spot in every heat. But like I said, I'll give it a fair shake and see what it's like. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I am. And either way, it's different. It's pretty cool. So, you know, we're not going to let that dampen the weekend at all.
All right, Dane Nida here at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. That was Dane Nida's thoughts on the group qualifying and everything else for tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to bring in Ken Pelkey with an update from the racetrack. We've also got interviews with Kevin Jobe and Lou Kennedy Jr. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
The tradition continues. September 16th, 17th, and 18th at the 6th Annual Aero Express Canadian Sprint Car Nationals at Ashwaukee Speedway in Ashwaukee, Ontario, Canada. The best sprint car drivers from SAD, Patriot Sprint Region, Empire Super Sprints, Southern Ontario Sprints, and more converge to take on the weekly Corpac Sprint Cars of Ashwaukee. Defending champion Shane Stewart, Randy Hannigan, and a host of other invaders are also pre-entered. For tickets and more information, call 1-888-720-7223 or visit oshwakenspeedway.com. The 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Be there.
This is the TJSlideways.com Open Wheel Spectacular on location at the 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Here are your hosts, TJ and Bob Buffenbarger.
Good morning again, everybody. We're here live at the Best Western here in Brantford, Ontario, Canada at the 2010 Air Express Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, and joining us on the Rocket Headers Hotline right now, live from the racetrack, Nationals coordinator Ken Pelkey. Ken, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, TJ. Bob, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Tommy's with us as well, and wanted to congratulate you on a great program last night and a really good crowd. I think that's one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen on Friday night of the Nationals.
Yeah, it was pretty decent last night, and we've worked hard to get people here Friday night to see probably some of the best racing of the weekend.
And now we move on to Saturday. How, so far, has technical inspection gone this morning?
Pretty good. We've moved about 20 cars through the pre-tech lane already. A couple of minor incidents. It's basically positioning of the nose wing. I guess we've been too lax on these guys all year with all the sanctioning bodies. We've been letting them sneak my head a little bit farther than they're supposed to, but we're catching it and correcting it. Nobody's really saying too much.
Now, tag inspection, something if you're at the racetrack and you have Wi-Fi, you're listening to this, or if you're anywhere near the racetrack, you want to get there early today to see tag inspection. It's quite an operation you guys have there.
Yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on that, TJ. Like, we don't want anybody to go out here and compete for one of those high-paying positions, you know, and then find out after that they shouldn't even have been on the racetrack. And, you know, over the course of this program, we've really only had two cars that we've caught in pre-tech that we've disallowed. And, you know, if we wouldn't have done it, we'd have waited and teched them all after. Somebody would have went home without the money that they rightfully deserved, and we just don't want that to happen.
Yeah, nobody wants that to happen. And some great racing last night, and but a lot to forward to today. Something I didn't catch till late yesterday was the 35 lap feature. That's going to make things interesting with the extended distance.
Yeah, not only 35 laps, but we've also added two more spots to it. We got 30 starters tonight. And that last five laps with any sprint car race can really turn things around.
Indeed, and that's going to make things interesting. You had a big $10,000 check away in the winter. I know that was always one of your goals, to get the purse up to that size.
Yeah, we had to be patient. I had a lot of people pushing early to pay $10,000 right off the bat. But, you know, my theory's always been that I didn't want to top load it. I wanted everybody that come here to at least be able to pay for their fuel, you know, to get from home and back again. And I wanted, you know, those guys that go out there and race the 26, 28, 30 now this year, they all put on as much effort as the guy that actually wins. And, you know, 10,000 sounds impressive. It's a goal for them to shoot at. But, you know, that $700 start money, that's nothing to sneeze at either. These guys are all wanting to make this show.
And for race fans that do want to get tickets, what do they have to do to come to the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals tonight?
All they've got to do is show up. We've got plenty of tickets still left. Our main spectator grandstand seats 8,000 people. And we had them probably half-sold last night. I'm looking for a little bit bigger crowd tonight, but anybody that wants to come sure is welcome. There will be a spot for them to sit.
And once again, we talked about it yesterday. We'll hit on it again today. You guys do the upgrade for the pit pass. All you have to do is pay the difference between your grandstand admission and the pit pass, and you're welcome to go to both areas tonight.
Yes, that's correct. And that's kind of a neat deal. You know, you can buy a grandstand seat or reserve seat or a general admission, whatever you choose, come back here and upgrade to a pit pass, wander around all day, get pictures, take, you know, get autographs, talk to the drivers and crews. And then you've still got a real good seat to sit and watch the whole event for the night.
Yeah, Mudcloud Bob, there, as you know, there's not a bad seat in the house at Oswego Speedway.
No, I can't think of one.
No, you can see the whole track no matter where you are. It's a great facility to watch a race from, that's for sure.
Even Tommy's seat's not too bad.
Depends if I'm sitting or not.
Yeah, that's true. The word seat is very relative for a couple of us here. So I think you know, between Tommy and I think we probably sat down 5 minutes yesterday. So
yeah, you guys are on your feet all the time. I know that.
Yeah. So, but can't.
How was your seat last night, Bob?
No, it was excellent.
Bob, was your speak good last?
It was excellent. I had a bird's eye view of the whole proceedings.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you got it for tonight as well, right?
Yes, I do. It's just to get back
here. Yes, you did. Actually, Okay. Actually, it was kind of funny. We called it Dad's Row because it was my dad, Mudcloud Bob, and then the Patriots score. His dad was right next to him. So it was like, it's like fatherly row there.
There you go.
So, Ken, what else do fans need to know about tonight? Anything else you want to tell them, camping or otherwise, for tonight's program?
Well, everything's nice and dry out here now. We got that rain on Thursday, but puddles have all disappeared. The campground's dry. Plenty of campers here. They're all having a great time. And the racing doesn't stop, you know, when the checkered flag falls. There was a lot of bench racing going on out there last night.
Yeah,
Something else, TJ, I just want to throw out here is we put together, Bill Oldroyd's done the work on it, but we put together a yearbook for the Nationals. This is the third year in a row now, and he's really outdone himself this year. It's full color, and it's only a $5 bill. And there's a whole ton of prizes that'll be drawn off the lucky numbers off of those programs. So anybody that wants a great souvenir of the Canadian Nationals includes all the history of the past events. That is something they need to pick up.
I'll vouch for that. It is one of the best programs I pick up all year. Yeah, programs a lot of times are just full of advertisements and stuff. I think the Canadian Nationals program is the best program I pick up all year. It's, like you said, full color. It even has a center fold-out with the stars, and you get that autograph, that separate autograph page, background stories. It even has my ugly mug in it.
No comment.
Well, anyway, Ken, I really appreciate your hard work on the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, and we look forward to enjoying it from years to come, and we'll look forward to maybe crowning a newer defending or repeating or previous winner champion tonight.
Okay, that'd be great. And boy, there's any one of a dozen that can win this thing. Racing last night was so competitive for Friday night. Ultra competitive. That 14 car, another couple of laps there last night, and I think Glenn was in trouble.
Yeah, we were talking about that. If Glenn hit traffic, Zemkin was salivating to get him in traffic there.
Yeah.
So,
well, I've always thought she was a pretty good driver, you know, but boy, she showed a lot of stuff last night.
That's what we touched on earlier. So, Ken, we're going to let you get back to work. Thank you for touching in with us on a very busy Saturday, and look forward to coming out and see you at the track tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having us on, and everybody, come on out. It's just a beautiful day out here.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to touch on a couple of final interviews and then our final thoughts before heading to the racetrack. It's Canadian Nationals weekend, and we are pumped up to go racing at the Oswego Speedway. We're live from the Best Western here in Brantford, Ontario. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis.
Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
The tradition continues. September 16th, 17th, and 18th at the 6th Annual Aero Express Canadian Sprint Car Nationals at Ashwaukan Speedway in Ashwaukan, Ontario, Canada. The best sprint car drivers from SAD, Patriot Sprint Region, Empire Super Sprints, Southern Ontario Sprints, and more converge to take on the weekly CorPac Sprint Cars of Ashwaukan. Defending champion Shane Stewart, Randy Hannigan, and a host of other invaders are also pre-entered. For tickets and more information, call 1-888-720-7223 or visit ashwaukanspeedway.com. The 2010 Canadian...
Here, Lou Kennedy Jr., first thing I got to ask you, how long did it take you to get here?
I think, we left Monday evening. We got here Wednesday evening, so it's looks like about a 20-hour drive, total driving time.
And what made you want to come to the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals?
Well, because we're the only two sprint cars from Winnipeg, and we're in the heartland of the country, so we figured, okay, Nationals, let's go.
I came last year. What did you think of this place when you first saw it?
It's a really nice facility. It's clean. It took us a little while to get adapted to the tires they run here and the track surfaces. It was a little more challenging than we were used to. We figured we'd be unhooking the car with their tires, and we found we were actually doing the opposite. So hopefully we got to learn from last year. We got a better baseline with the cars to start from.
So you obviously feel better coming into it this year with a few laps on the place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being here once is from last year, I don't think things have changed much, and just hopefully we get a good draw for the heat time trials and heat races and see if we can get near the front.
Now, you've been doing this for quite a while. Where do you think this event ranks and all the stuff that you've done over the years?
Well, it's a bit of a little more unique event. It's 360, ASCS 360. Well, we got all these different 360 groups from all over, mainly from the eastern side of the country. So it ranks up there. I'll tell you what, if we could win this, it'd be the biggest win I've ever had. So I'd say it ranks right up there.
And what are your plans for the rest of the year?
This is it. This is our last weekend sprint car racing. I got to send a race to Mod. We got some Mod racing up north there for a couple weekends, and then back her in and have to get our nose at grindstone and work for the rest of the winter, and then hopefully we'll get ready and start off 2011 in East Bay King of 360s again.
We're talking to Kevin Jobe at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Kevin, probably would you consider this the biggest race of the year for you guys?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We don't do a lot of traveling anymore, so this is, it's only an hour from home. It's definitely the biggest, even if you were not from around this area.
So, going into this, you know, you do race here quite a bit. Do you think that's going to give you an advantage over some of the invaders coming in?
Everybody's so tough this year, and tonight the track's going to be locked down. It's going to come down to how you pill draw, basically, and that's the way the track's been all year. The guys that have won at this track all year have usually started on the front row, and the track's going to be locked down. I think that's who's going to win it.
Now, looking at Saturday, we've got the group qualified. How do you think that's going to shake things up for guys?
I have no idea. I don't even know how that works. All I know is I'm going to go for it and see what happens.
And now, how many races have you done this year?
We've probably only done maybe 11 or 12.
I know you keep a busy schedule and stuff traveling, but you still manage to get the races in. How much does your travel affect your racing?
Quite a bit. We don't travel too far from home anymore, and it's tough to get across the border. Everybody's so busy at work and that it's hard to get away. So we basically just race where we can drive within an hour, and that's it. That's it.
And where did you race before you got in the sprint cars?
I used to race snowmobiles, snowcross professionally, and got hurt doing that, so then went on to just race street stock on a pavement course, just for fun.
So how did you find sprint car racing?
About 4 years ago, I didn't even know what a sprint car was. 5 years ago, I didn't even know what a sprint car was. A buddy of mine came up here, and he came back, and he said, you've got to go up and see these sprint cars. And I said, what's a sprint car? And he goes, this fast car that races on dirt. And I was like, they race on dirt? And I came up, and I was hooked instantly. Went out next year, bought a car, and that's it.
So you're another person that this race kind of turned you on to sprint car racing in an indirect way.
Oh, definitely. It wasn't this Sprint Car Nationals that I came up. It was just, I think the ESS were up for a traveling show, but I was hooked instantly.
And I'm sure you got some people to thank that helped make your program possible.
Oh, sure. We've got a couple of good sponsors, Ren's Pets Depot, HorseExerciser.com, and System Fencing, and the family and all my crew.
Now, I get this question a lot. One more question. What is a horse exerciser?
Basically, what we manufacture is it's like a merry-go-round for a horse. So a lot of professional horse guys that race horses for a living they might have 12, 20 horses, and they all need to get their athletes. They need to be exercised. So basically, we designed a machine that the horse can go into, and they can exercise six horses at a time. So it's like a big merry-go-round at a fall fair. The traditional ones, the horses used to be tied to the arms, and we took it one step further, hooked it up to a nice computer, and it's been working good.
Another unique sponsor here at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals with Kevin Joe.
So Lou Kennedy Jr. and Kevin Jobe, who's involved in an accident last night, but Tommy and I were just talking. Jobe sounds like he is going to return for tonight's action.
Yeah, Kevin, I was talking to him in the pit barn last night, and he said they're not going to buy any new stuff, but they got enough spares left over that they can, in his words, sort of duct tape it back together. So Kevin will be out there tonight.
Now, we do have a few different things tonight. We've got the group qualifying heat races, but before the races, Mud Quad Bob and a few other people are going to participate in the CorPak Merchandising Best Appearing Car Award. And there's actually some significant cash and some prizes involved in that, aren't there, Tommy?
Yeah, and they get the Roadkill Bill Peer Memorial Trophy for that, too, so it's kind of a neat deal that they have set up for that. And I kind of wish I was on that committee, but I guess you got to be a veteran to do that.
Well, I guess I am a veteran.
Yeah, I was going to say, veteran, in quotes. Yeah, I mean, it means you qualify by how many gray hairs you have, possibly.
Yeah, thanks, TJ.
Yeah, I know, I appreciate that. So, but, no, you did this with Bill the first time they did it, I believe, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was fun. You know, it's kind of a tough job, really, because there are a lot of really sharp cars here, and everybody has their own opinion of what's a really good-looking car, whether it's a lot of graphics or a wild paint scheme, or just a plain, just a well-painted, really nice, laid-out car.
Yeah, like Mud Claw Bob was admiring Lou Kennedy's car, so that'll tell you about his taste in car. Where I was admiring Jason Barney's. Who did you think had a really good-looking car last night, Tommy?
I really liked the Kennedy cars as well. Actually, I noticed that last year, and you know, I like those simple designs as well. I'm kind of partial to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I like busy, but not too busy. And
yeah, I do as well. You know, but I know the trend is towards the more the better, I guess. You know, but I personally like painted cars. But there's a lot of really good looking cars here, so it'll be a tough decision.
Exactly. So there we go, and let's put everyone on the spot. After seeing last night, does anyone want to change their pick? Tommy?
No, I'm pretty confident with mine, I think, with Daggett.
You think? You know, it's hard to tell. Everyone I talked to said a lot of people were trying stuff last night. I don't know if we had an accurate representation of who the contenders were last night.
No, I think you could say that's true of every Friday night at the Nationals, since there's really nothing on the line for in terms of anything going forward after Friday night. So a lot of guys do use it as a test session. But, I mean, if Daggett was testing stuff, then it looked pretty good.
I agree. So, Bunk Hall Bob, any final thoughts?
Well, it's a little bit like the Kings Royal used to be. It used to be the night before the Kings Royal. The winner never won the Kings Royal. But I don't know if that'll happen here, but there was a lot of really strong cars last night. Of Zimkin looked really good. Dustin, it's just hard to tell who's going to come on tonight. But like Ken said, there's probably a dozen cars that could win this tonight.
Tommy, your final thoughts.
I was really, you know, just from a personal standpoint, I was really happy to see Glenn Stiers get that win last night. He was pretty emotional in Victory Lane, and, you know, it means a lot to have a huge event like this right in his front yard, and I was excited for him.
And my final thoughts are this race continues to grow, and if you are not here, if you're within driving distance, you need to start driving right now. If you're not anywhere near it, you need to start making plans to come here, because this is probably the most underrated sprint car race in the country. I figured out no better way to send us out than with this song. So, Tommy Gooch, thanks for your help this week on the live shows. It's been a pleasure having you. And I'll be signing off now. We're getting ready to head out to the racetrack. The 2010 Canadian Sprint Car Nationals, brought to you by Aero Express, just around the corner. On behalf of myself, Tommy Gooch, Mud Claude Bob, everyone else here at the Best Western here at Brantford, Ontario, Canada, thanks for listening to our live shows. We look forward to doing it next year, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
September 16th, 17th, and 18th. Be there.